Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Future of luxury today.
You ready? Let's go.
You're in the zone, coming to you live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. Now, here's Justin Akre and DJ Williams on the Buzz Radio Network.
Hi. Welcome back. All right, here we go. got a few things coming in here. Ask DJ how he would have felt if Arkansas State had beaten Arkansas in football this past year.
It's
He would have been devastated. It's totally different than
midweek.
This is from a baseball guy who's acting like there's some kind of equivocation there. It's completely different. It's apples and horse manure. I mean, what
now is it like a exhibition game where Arkansas doesn't play their starters? Different ball game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like Arkansas should. I think still win that football game, Arkansas football. But I would say I would put an asterisk by it.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. I don't know why we're arguing about this. Elwood Shack for barbecue in Memphis. I like when we bring up Memphis barbecue. It just like always elicits tons of responses. excuse me. Could the NCAA punish Alabama for playing Charles Bediako? I'd like to see Bama at an 8 or 9 seed and be forced to play the number 1 seed in the round of 32. I don't think they can, no, because they were legal. They had a court that, you know, had an injunction. So, I mean, they did everything the right way, even though it was dumb. I don't imagine there's going to be any kind of punishment. If Justin is running at 12.5, I've still got a 36 vertical at 44 with two knee replacements. Yeah, you're probably right.
12.5.
Yeah, that was dumb. I think my best time ever was like 11.5. So I don't think I'm running a 12.5 now. That was a little ridiculous.
I bet you could run a 16 second 100.
16?
Yeah.
That seems awfully rude, actually.
Really?
I think I can be. Yeah, I think faster than that. Do you think? You're probably right. I haven't sprinted in a long time. Cozy Corner is fantastic. They have smoked Cornish game hens. Okay. I like smoked Cornish game hens, I guess. No, I cannot. I cannot do that. I prefer Carolina barbecue. Okay, great. Where are you getting that? Good luck. I bet DJ's favorite ribs are McRib at McDonald's. Oh, come on now. That's mean.
I have had the McRib. I think it's bad. I don't know why people like it, but some people love it.
Well, before I ever ate barbecue down, I mean, it's edible. It's not like it's not edible. It's just not something
I wouldn't order it
intentionally. There is a McDonald's sandwich that's in the news today. Let's get to our entertainment report.
Today's entertainment report is brought to you by Bell & Sword Gentlemen's Clothing in Conway. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram or stop by Bell & Sword's new and larger location at 1011 Oak Street.
All right. All right, I'm going to say something that's insensitive. You okay with this?
I can't wait.
Today's show anchor, Savannah Guthrie, has raised the reward for information about her missing mother, Nancy, to $1 million. It has been 24 days since she disappeared. Nancy, of course, vanished from her Arizona. You know the story. Anyway, here's my question. And I know this is not nice, but I'm not that nice. When you go back to work, at what point do you go, okay, well, we haven't found her. We've exhausted everything. They're still looking for her. But at what point do you not go back to work? Am I being a jerk here? Am I a bad person? I mean, if your mom's missing 3 weeks,
yeah,
don't you go back to work? I mean, most of us need the money. Maybe Savannah doesn't.
No.
But I'm like, what good is it doing you to sit there? What are you offering? What are you doing?
No, I don't think you go back to work. And I'll say this. If I were the news director at the Today Show, I think it would be the biggest distraction of having their acting like nothing's going on at home when the whole world knows about it. I think it'd be a distraction to the broadcast.
Okay, so what about if her mom's not found in another 25 days? You still going to just sit in Arizona and not do anything?
I don't know. I think until this is settled or they come out. Because, I mean, we've heard missing person cases all the time when they've, you know, said by this time most likely they're going to hold a funeral, they're going to move on, or I'm not sure. But I think until that is decided, I'd be surprised to see her back on the desk.
Is she a professional investigator?
No.
The answer is no, DJ.
No.
What good is she doing there?
You have to see where I'm coming from on this.
What? I really don't.
I'll say this. If my mom was missing and I felt like, I think we're in two different boats, Savannah Guthrie and I. Duh. But I really doubt myself sitting here chit-chatting it up with you every day like everything's fine. So you would probably have to fire me.
No, I'm not firing you. You can take as long as you want. I don't care.
Yeah.
That's different. I'm saying for me personally. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't fire her if she doesn't come back soon. But I'm like, at what point is like, what good are you doing?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you this. I love my dad. I mean, my mom's already passed away. But like, if my dad goes missing, first of all, they'd bring him back in like 2 days. but if my dad goes missing, like, I may go to Iowa for a week. Maybe two. But what good am I doing? I can't find him. I don't know where he is.
Yeah.
So I don't think my dad would be mad if I went back to work after 2 weeks. It's like, well, hell, you tried. I mean, what are you going to do? And look, you still hope against hope that they come back. But, I mean, at what point do you go, I mean, what's going to change in 10 more days?
I just don't see how you put her back on air right now. Outside of, you know, I think she should be able to do whatever she wants to do. Yeah, but I just, with her being, it's such a big deal, I think it would be poor taste for her to be back on air, to be honest.
Why? I do not.
I don't know. I mean, I do know. I just, she's too big of a story right now, in my opinion.
And if she did come back, would that not bear the question, oh, why is she back on air instead of, you know, being part of the investigation looking for her mother?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking as well.
Justin's saying, like, she's probably not helping out in the investigation.
She's not helping the investigation.
Probably not.
She has no idea what she's doing.
I just think...
She's not an investigator. She's not a private detective. She can't find her mother. She has no clue where she is. I mean, you got a whole league of professional law enforcement officers and investigators trying to figure out where she is. You're not helping anything.
Nah, I guess mom... You may look at it as far as her mom. I'll tell you this right now. I would be shocked if you were on air every day if Maddox was missing and there was an active investigation going on.
At what point do you call it?
I hear you. I would just be shocked. I think your mind would be everywhere else but here with your mouth in front of this mic to actually put together a good product.
I think so, too, because mentally, like, this whole thing is dominating her life. How could she go back into working, you know, the national news when this is dominating the national news?
You're going to be able to read text threads from Piggy Smalls when your son is out missing and you... I just know you. I think if Maddox went missing, I feel like that would consume you. I'd be shocked if you were at work. Or maybe not. I don't know.
I guess I felt different if my son was missing and my father was missing.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that bad?
No. So that's why I pointed out you may seem different to you because it's her mom and not her kid.
Yeah.
But
maybe different. Yeah.
But somebody would ask you, because could you imagine? Like, go ahead.
No, but I mean, if her mom doesn't show up for 6 months, you just not ever go back to work?
I mean, that's tough. I guess they'll cross that bridge when they cross it. Like, that would be like us being on air. It's like, is Justin ever going to come back to work? Like, we get Maddox is missing. Like, you'd be like, screw you guys.
I don't know. Because, I mean, it's like, what? I still got to do my job. And it's like, it would suck. But I think I could compartmentalize for 3 hours and do the show. I really do. I mean, I know that sounds crazy.
Yeah. Hopefully,
we
never have to figure that out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why my son has to go missing. I was trying to, like, lose my dad, and you're like, you're losing my kid over me.
DJ just threw Maddox into it.
He's like, sorry, Maddox. We had to prove a point. You're out. Watch your back, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I hope they find her, and I hope she's okay. Just, I mean, we're hoping against hope at this point. I mean, just because of her health issues and not having her medicine for all this time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
not looking good.
I hope for all of our sake, though, and again, mostly her mother's sake, and I hope she's alive, obviously, and healthy, but, you know, I hope they solve it someday, at least, at the very least. God, not knowing, and just, like, she disappears into the... But again, what will be the point?
No, I
don't know. I mean, I'm sure people do all kinds of terrible things for no apparent reason all the time, so I guess... I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. I just Like, what's the, like, how much longer? Like, I don't know. I just, again, I don't think she's doing anything wrong. Please don't misunderstand.
Yeah.
I have no issue with her not going back to work. But I'm like, at what point do you go, I mean, for your own benefit, like, you just, like, I need, just for my own sanity, like, I need to go back to work and do something else.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard not to think, because, you know, I'm a Today Show guy.
Yeah, I am too.
And it's hard not to think, if you go worst case scenario, how long it's going to take before she does get back to a sense of normalcy and on the desk and every day. It may take a while. And I would
she
assume...
she may never go back.
Yeah, that could be a possibility. that's tough.
Anyway, mm-hmm. I don't know. Russell Brand appeared Tuesday in London and pleaded not guilty to two charges of sexual assault. The 50-year-old last year pleaded not guilty to five other charges. He's under a lot of heat here. Mm-hmm. During the hearing, he listened to a clerk read out brief details of the two additional charges. I don't know when all this is going to be adjudicated, but anyway, we'll see. He's a very likable dude, and I hate that this is part of his story, and I don't know what's going to happen there, but anyway, it just seems very out of character. He's such a peaceful fella. It's just, you know, he's very zen
fellow
now.
Too. Very interesting.
He's an interesting cat. Mm. He is very talented, but it's just, that sucks. Anyway. All right. Johnny Knoxville speaking today. He says Jackass 5 will be the last one. This is the natural place to end. Okay. He said, so it's going to be absolutely awful. He said it never was a good idea. It was just fun. You know, you have ideas that are terrible but fun. This would be that. Okay. I think I've had enough Jackass, but I've enjoyed them over the years.
What's your most memorable Jackass moment?
I don't know, man. That's a good question.
There's been some rough ones.
I'd have to go back and rewatch them. It's not exactly high art by any means, but it's funny. I want to ask you guys this, because I have never done this, I'll be honest with you. I don't think I've ever done this as an adult.
Yeah.
A survey of 2,000 adults reveals that more than half rely on coin flips to resolve everyday disagreements. The most common use is determining who goes first in games or activities at 31%, followed by deciding what to watch on TV at 25%. Other frequent disputes include washing dishes, taking out trash, and choosing the front car seat. Have you ever flipped a coin to decide what to watch on TV with your significant other?
No.
No.
Never.
Have you ever flipped a coin to decide who's taking the trash out?
No.
This is bizarre. I mean, what are you people doing? That's a weird way to communicate, I think. Like, if you can't sort through it without flipping a coin, you got problems.
If it's non-serious things, then I guess maybe, but, like, I don't know, that seems a bit ridiculous for, like, a disagreement on who's getting the front seat or something.
I don't know if I've, in my personal life, ever flipped a coin to decide anything.
Yeah, I agree. That's how I decided who my next co-host was going to be. You were tails, by the way.
Is that what it was?
No, I'm kidding. McDonald's has been teasing its Big Arch Burger. I will tell you this. I don't know if this thing's worth a dang, but it's a great name. Big Arch Burger. I think it sounds awesome. As the burger slowly is rolling out to restaurants in the international markets. They're going to try it overseas first, I guess. McDonald's has officially confirmed that its internationally beloved Big Arch Burger is headed to the U.S. March 3rd. The new premium burger is made with 2 quarter-pound beef patties, 3 slices of melted white cheddar cheese, both slivered and crispy onions, lettuce pickles, and a new zesty Big Arch sauce with mustard, pickle, and sweet tomato flavors that might give Big Mac sauce a run for its money, which we all know is just Thousand Island, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'll try it, I guess.
Would you say McDonald's is carried more by its burger or its fries?
I think the fries are probably more highly thought of in the pantheon of competition, I guess, mm-hmm. of a fry competition.
Yeah.
I'd say their burgers are pretty average comparatively to their counterparts, okay. But their fries are upper echelon for sure.
They are.
And honestly, like, I'll eat nugs there as much as I eat anything else. Okay, that's it. Let's do birthdays. Today, we have to give away some tickets to go see the Michael Jackson show again.
Birthday Trivia in the Zone is brought to you by Brewskies Pub and Grub. Your home for lunch, happy hour, and late night. With locations in Little Rock and North Little Rock. Come get your grub on.
501-661-1037. You want to go see MJ at Robinson? I wish I could. Trip, you And DJ, here we go. Let's do it. 501-661-1037. Uh-oh. Oh.
Names are coming in now.
I see them, Danny. Cool Danny boy. Danny the boy. Pipes, the pipes. He's with Trip. And Randy, you're with DJ. Here we go. Ready? To go
wait,
see
wait,
some
wait.
Michael.
Trip needs to put his, he dropped his headphones.
Oh, you need all the help you can get.
There we go. I mean,
Bill
I'll
Knight's
take the
birthday
advantage.
Today, huh? All right. Have you guys seen Gangs of New York?
Yes.
Do you remember the name of the main character?
The Butcher?
Yes, that's exactly right, DJ. Just like anybody who's seen Air, if you don't know that Phil Knight is one of the main characters, you're super stupid.
Gosh.
Yeah. Anyway, or you're not paying attention. All right, the Bowery Boys gang leader, William Poole, known as Bill the Butcher, was shot in the back by an arch rival, John Morrissey, in New York on this day in what year? By the way, he died 11 days later. What year? This is it's a true story.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that or not. Bowery Boys gang leader William Poole shot in the back on this day, died 11 days later. What year, DJ?
1911.
Nope.
1908.
1855. All right. On this day, in what year did Congress form the U.S. Bureau of Engraving and Printing to print newly issued U.S. paper currency? Before this year, they primarily used gold and silver coins minted by the government alongside a chaotic mix of foreign coins, notably Spanish silver dollars, and paper banknotes issued by state-chartered private banks. What year did they start printing U.S. paper currency? Trip?
This is questions for smart people, not me or DJ.
This is going to freak you out when I tell you the answer to this.
1755.
Well, we didn't become a nation until 76, so that would be tough. But
yeah,
that's a terrible guess. DJ?
Thanks.
We didn't start having dollar bills till 1870.
1862. Very good work, DJ. That's all right, Trip. I don't know if I would have known that.
I tried to go way back, even before 76. That's my bad.
We talked about boxing yesterday and how embarrassing it is that they keep giving us this garbage stuff like Jake Paul, and now they're doing this re-cue with Mayweather and Pacquiao that nobody wants. And I started looking through the top 10 pound-for-pound guys. There are a lot of really good boxers in the world today. A lot of them. And I don't know if boxing has a promotion or an image issue. I don't know if UFC's just passed it by or what, but there are actually a lot of really talented boxers with great records who you should be paying money to see. In fact, the top pound-for-pound guy is actually a heavyweight that most people probably are not familiar with.
What's his name?
Anyway, Usyk, U-S-Y-K.
Mm-mm.
Yep. Anyway, I looked at this. There's a list here on ESPN.com of the top 10 pound-for-pound. Alexander Usyk, 24-0, 15 KOs, and he has beaten Anthony Joshua, Tyson Fury, and others.
Who would I know on that list? Is Gervonta Davis on that list?
Gervonta Davis is not on this list. Let me see who else. You probably don't know most of these guys. There's a guy named Shakur Stevenson, who is a welterweight champion. He's 25-0 with 11 knockouts. Devin Haney, welterweight champion, 33-0 with one no contest.
Wow.
Pretty bad dude. Canelo Alvarez, you know him. He's top 10.
Canelo. He's still up there, huh?
Yeah, he's still up there. I love this guy's name. Jaron Boots Ennis. 35-0 with 31 knockouts. He's the interim junior middleweight champion. That's a bad man.
Yeah.
What a cool nickname, too. Top three are Jesse Rodriguez, who's 23-0 with 16 knockouts, junior bantamweight. Inoue, junior featherweight champion, 32-0 with 27 knockouts. That's a lot of knockouts for a smaller dude. Anyway, and then Usyk. We need to watch him the next time he fights. Now, that's a guy we should be paying to watch fight.
Okay.
Anyway, I digress. Back in the day, boxing was the deal. And Cassius Clay beat Sonny Liston on this day in 7 rounds for his first World Heavyweight Championship title. In what year, DJ?
Cassius Clay.
Yep.
Then Muhammad Ali.
Mama called him Clay.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him Clay.
Let's say 52.
What do you say there, Trip?
1955.
64. And on this day, also, Mike, Tyson.
Ooh.
Took the heavyweight boxing title from Frank Bruno. In what year? Trip.
I'm so terrible at these.
Obviously.
1987. Sorry.
I lived him, and I couldn't say off the top of my head. All right. What do you got, DJ?
I'll say 89.
89. Bingo, bango. Very good. Dang. All right. Here we go. Birthdays. Trip. Now you're back in it.
Sure.
This guy is an actor. And if you saw this movie that he was in, you would know it because it's called Rudy.
William Sean Penn?
He was also in The Goonies.
Yeah, Sean.
He was also in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, Sean. Am I right with Sean?
Yeah.
Sean William Scott?
Nope.
Sean.
It's a different guy.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Sean Astin. He's 55 today. This woman's an actress. She used to be married to an actor. They are no longer married. She was also on a television show called Madam Secretary. She was in Fun with Dick and Jane. She was in the original Bad Boys, which is a classic. Wyatt Earp.
Was she the main girl?
Tower Heist. Yes, she was the main girl in Bad Boys. She was married to David Duchovny back in the day.
She was pretty, I remember.
She was very talented, you're right. Happy birthday, Taya Leone. She's 60, but it's going about as well as yesterday.
Yeah.
How about this one? This redheaded prop comic lives in Vegas.
Carrot Top.
Very good, DJ. That'll wait. Woo, we're back. All right. Yeah. How old is Carrot Top, Trip?
What the? 46.
No, he wishes.
55.
61.
Oh.
This former NFL wide receiver went to a school that didn't throw it very much, but he made
Calvin
up for lost
Johnson.
Time. Calvin Johnson, Megatron. That's right, Deej. How old?
Megatron is 44 today.
Trip.
42.
41.
Oh.
This guy is a former world wrestling champion.
What are you talking about, world wrestling?
Like? World WWE.
Okay, yeah.
16-time world champion, 8-time NWA world heavyweight champion, 8-time WCW world heavyweight champion, 2-time WWF world heavyweight champion.
Kevin Nash.
He is in the Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame. And
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Likes to celebrate with a good old woo!
Ric Flair.
Dang it. How old today?
Having a hard time holding these alligators down. Ric Flair is 77?
He is. Bingo, bingo.
Wow.
Oh,
I spilled more liquor. I mean, I love him. He's probably one of my favorite promo guys.
All right, last but not least, this guy is a former star in the NBA. He won a national championship at Florida, and he does not like going
to
Cleveland. It is Joakim Noah, and if you could play that clip into the break, that would really make my day. Yeah. DJ, you're a big winner today. Way to bounce back from the full night debacle.
Bounce back.
Woo, good job.
I'm in it, man. Woo! Thank you. I needed that.
Yeah, you did. Woo! All right, Trip, let's take a break. We'll come back with a What the Hell segment, and that'll be fun.
Which caller was our winner, by the way?
That is DJ playing for Randy.
Okay, cool.
Ain't got no band, Randy. All right, take the break. We'll come back, and DJ, tell us all about it on the way in, and when we return, we'll do our What the Hell segment. It'll be lots of fun, so don't go anywhere. I don't want you to miss out.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you about my friends at LeVar Law. Once again, I've been saying it for the longest time. If you find yourself in a situation hurt in a car, call LeVar. Personal injury attorney. So anything that happens, and it's not your fault, and it seems like you don't know where to start, or you feel like you need somebody to represent you. You got all these bills coming your way, and you swear, it wasn't me. Well, you need somebody to be on your side. Be on your team and make sure that you get what is deserved. And that's where LeVar Law is going to step in. Allen and his crew, 20 years of experience, $58 million in settlements to their clients. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be a car accident, truck, motorcycle, bicycle, moped, dog bite. I say that all the time. Amusement park ride, any type of personal injury, and you need some help and you need to know where to start. Well, what about with the 6 locations right here in the Natural State? Find one closest to you. All you have to do is head to LeVarLaw.com.
Catch the buzz on all our social media platforms presented by Luxury Pool & Spa in Conway and Russellville. It's hot tub season at Luxury Pool & Spa. Online at LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
Texas Sports Center.
Yesterday, the Razorbacks fell to Arkansas State 12-4, but the Hogs weren't the only top college baseball team to lose. Georgia State beat number 5 Georgia Tech 9-4. McNeese State beat number 2 LSU 7-6. And San Diego State beat number 1 UCLA 4-3. The Razorbacks and Red Wolves play one more time today. Coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2 starting at 2:30. And tonight in college basketball action, the 20th ranked Arkansas Razorbacks host the Texas A&M Aggies. Tip off from Bud Walton Arena is at 8 p.m. The game will be televised on ESPN2, and of course, coverage can be heard right here on The Buzz. I'm Trip Keeter for The Buzz Radio Network.
Get in the conversation with live fan feedback at 1037thebuzz.com, presented on The Zone by Rainbow Restoration. When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, damage from water, smoke, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. ArkansasRestorationExperts.com. They restore, you recover.
Fall in love with incredible deals this February at Guatney Chevrolet. We're offering big savings on select 2025 and 2026 models, including 2025 Silverados with over 20% off MSRP. Drive home a brand new Equinox for under $27,000 or get a 2025 Trax for just $19,999. Don't miss these sweetheart deals. Visit GuatneyChevrolet.com or stop by 1301 TP White Drive in Jacksonville today. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. With approved credit, restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Superstars Joe Klein and Pat Bradley for Arkansas's number one sports app, Bet Saracen.
Joe, you know the main difference between Bet Saracen and those other guys?
Definitely easier to navigate. Always good parlays. Plus lots of fun choices, like ping pong, right there on the app.
But the real difference are those special promos.
Get $250 on us with your first $25 wager.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See shelter agents Jay Vandover, Steve Ferguson, or Alex Blake in Little Rock today.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Wednesday, when Rick Schaefer and I bring in some great guests, Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen, Kevin Bohannon, Scoop, and Scores. HogSports.com's Trey Biddy, thanks to Chris Crane Hyundai and Genesis of Conway. Bart Reed, thanks to Martin Orthopedics, NFL agent and guru Chris Turnage, and Richard Davenport from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette and HoHogSports.com. See you Wednesday on 103.7 The Buzz.
You're back in the zone with Justin Acri and DJ Williams. You never know what you'll learn during the show.
Well, get on 9th Street.
I don't know where 9th Street is.
It's 4 blocks from your office,
oh,
DJ.
Oh, okay, yeah. Isn't that right next to 8?
Usually.
Okay, I'm with you.
Close to 10th, too.
Here's to hoping you'll learn something today.
All right. It's better than... Oh, that's just good stuff. I mean, I'm sorry. I love it. All right. Welcome back in the zone. Excuse me. I'm dying. I want to mention our friends at Guatney Chevrolet out in Jacksonville, and you can make the short trip over there and start getting yourself a great deal on a new car. As someone who's been cruising around in an Equinox, I can tell you that whether it's a smaller SUV, I'm sure the bigger ones too, like a Traverse or a Suburban, there's lots of great options at Guatney, and right now they got big savings on a lot of different kinds of cars. 25s and 26s, big savings on these models all month long, which means we've only got 3 days left, so you better take advantage. 2025 Silverados, over 20% off MSRP. Silverados, 20% off MSRP for the 25s. Brand new Equinox for under $27,000. And if you're looking for a smaller option SUV, they've got 2025 Traxes for just $19,999. It's all at one place. It's at Guatney Chevrolet, so get out there and take advantage of it, whether you're looking for a truck or a smaller SUV or a midsize SUV or a big SUV or maybe a non-Chevrolet vehicle. They have a great pre-owned selection as well. It's all at Guatney Chevrolet. Get off of the James Street exit if you're heading north from the capital city. Get off and start saving with our friends at Guatney Chevrolet. They are online again at GuatneyChevrolet.com. Let's get to What the Hey.
What the hell, bro?
What the hell's going on here?
What the hell's the matter with you?
All right, this is going to be a sick and sensitive story.
Oh, oh boy.
So if you've got young ears in the car, you may want to skip this one. This is all for Coach Kelly. listen, we get a bad rap in Arkansas, but let's turn our attention to Kentucky today because, wow, this is a next level one. A 32-year-old man in Kentucky is facing charges for apparently having inappropriate relations with roadkill.
Ooh.
Let that sink in. Cops in a small town of Central City, Kentucky, got a 911 call 7 p.m. Saturday. It's about 100 miles southwest of Louisville. Caller said they were driving when they passed a man having, again, relations with a dead deer on the side of the road. They described, I don't know if it'd be better if the deer was alive. They described him as a white guy in jeans and a dark top. I mean, I could have told you that. I'm going to guess there's meth involved.
Yeah.
They showed up and found 32-year-old Alan Osborne walking in the same general area. According to police, his pants were down around his knees, and he was covered in deer fur. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Got his money's worth, huh?
Jeez.
They also found fur around his private area, and he got booked. He's facing a felony charge for what's called sexual crimes against animals. I don't know.
Oh, no. What are you fucking...
I mean, is it really against the law if they're dead? It's gross.
It's awful.
I mean, I would, like, public indecency, you know, indecent exposure maybe because it was on the side of a road, but...
Yeah, he needs to be maybe checked in somewhere. Or is that... Yeah, go ahead.
Speaking of hair.
Oh.
A family from Ireland allegedly pulled a stunt to try to save some money at a restaurant in Sydney, Australia. They planted a hair on their plate to avoid paying a $600 bill.
Whoa.
There's footage that appears to show a man reaching under his arm, pulling out hair, and placing it on his plate after finishing the meal. The group had ordered expensive items, including a tomahawk steak with entrees and drinks. The kitchen manager, who has worked at the venue for 20 years, said, "I've never seen this before. Like, this was another level of scam." Mm. Staff noticed the hair was blonde, while kitchen workers did not match that description. The man became agitated and went nuts, basically, they said, when they confronted him, refusing to pay any portion of the bill. Management waived the entire amount to end the disturbance. Police were notified, but advised little immediate action could be taken. They did it at another venue nearby as well, apparently. That is
awful.
That's bad for your karma, folks. You're gonna get it at some point. Yeah. It will come back on you. There's no doubt in my mind. Let's go to Florida, where there's always something interesting happening. Last week, police in Florida confronted a 30-year-old man because they thought he resembled someone with an active arrest warrant. When they asked him his name, he said George Costanza. Turns out, he is not George Costanza. He's Josiah Darling, and he went through facial recognition. Then they arrested him on an outstanding trespass warrant, along with an added charge for resisting an officer. Come on, Josiah, get your life together.
Mm. Are you...
Yep.
When it comes to facial recognition,
yep.
Are you for all these cameras to be able to implement that at any times out in public?
Don't care.
Okay. Me neither.
You know, I have no issue with it. I got nothing to hide.
Yeah, me neither.
Nothing to hide. Staying in Florida, Florida couple facing felony battery charges after a pickleball fight involving up to 20 people.
Oh, I bet that was amazing.
At a country club, yes. Old people fighting at a country club, I love it.
I love it.
Anthony Sapienza, 63, and his wife Julianne Sapienza, 51,
cradle robber,
arrested last Sunday following the violent altercation. It began when Anthony accused an opponent of crossing into the kitchen.
Mm.
After verbal exchanges, Anthony punched a victim and struck him with a pickleball paddle, causing facial injuries, requiring hospitalization. When a 70-year-old man tried intervening, Anthony punched him too.
Yeah.
And then his wife got involved. One victim suffered an eye laceration that may cause permanent scarring. Prosecutors allege Sapienza used the paddle as a deadly weapon to cause great bodily harm. That's a stretch. I'm no lawyer, but that seems like a stretch.
Are these Italian names?
Sapienza, paisano, si, angry.
Makes sense.
Watch it, DJ. That is racist.
I feel like you'd take pride in that.
No, I do not take pride in being violent.
But you said 20 people were involved in this brawl?
Apparently.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Do not appreciate your commentary, sir. How'd you like it if I said something about that, about your race?
It depends on what it was. What are we fighting over?
Well, now, luckily, I don't want to get canceled, so I'm not going to say anything.
Like, if you were going to say a group of 10 people got in a fight over a pickup basketball and you're supposed to call your own fouls, I'd probably be like, yeah, I get it. Makes sense.
That also sounds like Italian men that I grew up around, actually. I have seen more arguing on a basketball court with a bunch of old Italian dudes than just about any other group of people. I promise you.
Yeah, what would be the most black thing that I could see my folks getting into?
You want to see the most white thing?
Yes.
I just zipped it up and threw away the key, bud. I don't know. Right there, please tell us, because I'm not touching it.
I don't know. I've heard some pretty intense arguments over the whole, you know, Kobe LeBron, Michael LeBron. But
that's not a
lead
black
to
thing.
Fight.
That's a basketball thing.
And I would say stepping on somebody's new shoes, but I think that goes across all races, right?
Yeah, that is a beef.
Yeah,
that's a beef. Yeah, this is awful. This is an awful story. I'm gonna share it anyway. More than a third of American college students admit to scrolling on their phones, not before, not after, during the act, according to a survey of 100,000 students aged 18 and over, conducted through a couple of apps. The study found 35% of respondents have used their devices to send texts or watch videos during intimate moments. Additionally, 23% confessed to having relations while their roommate was present in the room. That's not that weird, I don't think. Despite that, 72% met their current partner in person rather than online. The findings suggest younger college students don't share the same anxieties as older Gen Z adults aged 22 to 34. Yeah, older people are not typically scrolling on their phones while they're getting it on. That is a weird thing to do. What is wrong with you people?
That is wild.
My God. How offended would you be if you were getting together with your lady and all of a sudden she starts scrolling on her phone?
That'd be a bad sign. Real bad.
Yeah, well,
sign.
That'd be the end of that one. That's
I'm trying
for sure.
to figure out what group of people decided to come up with this poll in the first place and thought it was important.
I don't know. Well, I will say this. I guess it depends who it is. You know what I mean? I mean, like if Rihanna's scrolling on her phone, I mean, you're probably like, I'll live. I'll be fine. It's okay. I understand. It's okay.
Oh, man.
I got one more thing here. This is going to be kind of a soft finish here, but that's okay. If you're suffering from the flu, you could use some morel support. I see what you did there. That's cute. Mm. Mushrooms have been shown to slow cancer progression, lower blood pressure, improve insulin resistance, shield against brain damage, and keep bones healthy. New research from McGill University in Canada reports that the beta-glucan, a major building block of fungi, may protect lung health during the flu. Maybe I need some more mushrooms in my life, DJ.
Mm.
That's part of my problem. We had a caller earlier that could use some.
Yeah.
So, anyway, apparently mushrooms can help you out here. It says if you're not a big fan and you don't think it'll grow on you, you can also find it in wheat, rye, and species of seaweed such as kelp and nori. I think, don't they have, like, dried mushrooms or something you could just take where it's not like you're having to eat the mushrooms and get the flavor? Maybe not.
I have not partaked in the mushroom world, so I'm
well, it's not unfamiliar. Okay. I'm not talking about, like, psychedelic mushrooms. I'm talking about, like, straight mushrooms.
Oh, like real mushrooms.
No, regular mushrooms.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I don't know. You think those would be good? Like a little dry mushroom?
Dried out mushroom? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I do love mushrooms, though.
Give me a good portobello. Oh, my God, this is bad.
Ooh.
All right, that's it, Trip. I got a couple things here from our Middleton Heat and Air text line. Jake says, I've never looked at my phone during the act, but I've definitely taken a hit off my vape.
Oh, my goodness.
That is terrible.
Jeez.
That's awful. There was a Seinfeld episode about that. Yes, it was George Costanza. He was having relations with his lady, and I think he was trying to watch a TV show, and he was trying to eat a pastrami sandwich. Because remember, he got busted. He's like, we're trying to run a society here, Caligula. And he said, yeah, I flew too high on the wings of pastrami. And Jerry's like, yeah.
This is a Seinfeld episode?
It was hilarious, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, he was trying to figure out how he could have all the things he loves, TV, or maybe it was radio,
yeah,
food and sex all in one act.
Wow.
She was not down for it.
Multitask.
I wonder how many bucks it cost the deer man. I don't know how many bucks. It's cute. He got bucked off by the authorities, apparently.
Oh,
I bet
God.
Phil Knight would buy a car with those kind of deals, huh, DJ?
He probably could. He could
he
get
probably
that.
Would.
Yeah. He has a couple dollars.
Oh, listening to a baseball game, this person says, okay. Justin, you may have to have the callers play B-Day trivia to win prizes. No doubt. My God, yesterday was so bad. Stifler as Rudy. You mentioned Sean William Scott, DJ. Stifler as Rudy would be awesome. It's hilarious. Any word on how Jermaine Taylor is doing these days? I've not heard anything about Jermaine lately.
Mm-mm.
A football player said he's never had a coin flip decide anything he's done. Yeah, DJ, come on.
In my personal life, I would.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I often flip a coin to decide whether I'm not going to drink that day. Heads, yes. Tails, no. Okay.
If I'm not going to drink that day. I see what you can do.
I see Savannah moving to a career of helping lost people. Yeah, kind of like, who's the guy, Adam Walsh's dad, who was the kid that disappeared? And then the guy started that whole network of trying to help people.
Mm.
We say that about Justin all the time when he takes vacation. It's funny. When is he coming back to work? Good point. This person says from the 501, wow, Justin, everyone knows you're a D and you think you're cool, but really? I liked it last week when you was gone and the show was so much better to listen to. What a D statement. Maybe sometimes you shouldn't say anything. Yeah, maybe you should
getting after it.
Learn how to, you know, type. risk of putting her on air and acting like it's fine could risk the suspects to return fire by hurting her mother. Do you think they're holding her and going, she didn't say the right thing in public, we're going to hurt her? Savannah's worth $40 million. Whew. Her salary's $8 million a year.
Hmm. Big
Bobby Joe's with me. He says, put her on a milk cart and let's go.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. 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 Okay, that's it. That's all I got. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with what's on tap.
All right, as we head into break, I got something for you. Is that okay with you?
See.
I'm going to head out to Conway. Been a big fan of Conway lately, especially now that I got a chance to hang out with my friends at Chris Crane Hyundai, the number one Hyundai dealer right here in the Natural State. Now, they just don't say it just, you know, because they feel like it. 7 years it's been voted the number one Hyundai dealer right here in this state. So, state-of-the-art sales and service department. Right now, you can get 0% financing on select models. They got a nice little stocked up of Palisades, Santa Fe's, Tucson's, and the new 2026 models as well. Huge selection also of the pre-owned cars, which they love to call pre-loved cars. Also got those in trucks and SUVs. Cool thing, one-stop shop over there in Conway at Chris Crane Hyundai. Full service center, collision center that is. So you got any bumps or bruises, you know, your car needs some love, all you have to do is drop it on by. Chris Crane Customs is a full-service accessory shop where you can also purchase tint, paint, protection, wraps over your car, and a variety of other products to make your vehicle your own and stand out from everyone else. You need a new ride. Look no further than Conway at Chris Crane Hyundai.
Experience the unmistakable difference today at D3 Auto Sales in Deslark or West Memphis. D3 Auto Sales is your home for quality used trucks, SUVs, and cars from all top brands, specializing in unique customized lifted and leveled used trucks, including four-wheel drives. And this commitment to excellence extends to their full-service 10-bay service department as well. Also, looking to trade in or sell your vehicle? D3 Auto Sales pays top dollar for your pre-owned vehicle. D3AutoSales.com.
This is Pat Bradley, and Happy New Year from the Wood Grill Buffet in Benton. Maybe you made a New Year resolution to eat better, and Wood Grill Buffet has a huge 200-item buffet of fresh, delicious dishes to make the New Year special. Or maybe your resolution is to lose weight. Wood Grill is a huge salad bar and lots of hot veggie items. We'll also cater and bring all the food to you, and you can get it with a quick call or online order to pick up. If you're like me, let's enjoy some great basketball and some great food from Wood Grill Buffet. Two of my favorite things. They're open Thursday through Sunday for lunch and dinner at the Congo Road exit in Benton.
Ray Tucker with good news for enthusiasts of Triumph motorcycles. Honda of North Little Rock now carries the legendary classics and cutting-edge rides. We have the Bonneville Bobber, Daytona 600, the TF450X, the stunning Evo Sprinkling Edition, and the Rocket 3 Evil Knievel. You get the idea. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-382-9100. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-382-9100. That's 501-382-9100.
At CertaPro, you can enjoy paint-free painting. Schedule a residential interior project now, paint in January or February, and CertaPro will cover the full cost of paint. Schedule now at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. CertaPro, that's painting happy.
Arkansas fans, a reminder, we can't win every time. That would be boring. And besides, the only place where that happens is at Genesis of Conway. The minute you arrive at the dealership, you know this will be a different car buying experience. Owning a GV70 or GV80 makes you feel like a winner every time, and it's not boring. Believe me, they'll make it happen at Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
The Zone is a show with many talents.
There's not a let the cheer fly.
Let's see what the guys have in store for us today.
Last night we let the liquor talk.
Oh, yes, we did. Sometimes it does do that. Sometimes. Anyway. I just saw a picture of the guy who got in trouble with the deer.
Kind of fits.
Or violated the dead deer. And you look at him and you're like, yeah, I can see that. Anyway, bummer for him, you know. Mm. Our friends at Oaklawn, though, have got a lot better options for you than that. I will tell you that right now. May 1st, Rick Springfield's coming in. You can get your tickets at Oaklawn.com. Great dining options as well. There's also a free valet offer for the Bugler and the Oak Room if you're looking for some upscale dining. But you've got Silk's Bar and Grill, and you've got some other options, more casual dining options as well. It's a great place to hang out. And don't forget about Oaklawn Sports. We got racing back this weekend starting tomorrow. And the Rebel Stakes is, of course, coming up on Sunday. So if you missed out on Gary Allen, who's performing this Saturday, or Christopher Cross, who's March 13th, well, don't miss out on Rick Springfield. So Oaklawn.com again if you want to get your tickets or book your room. And for new Oaklawn Sports customers, they still have $1,000 in bonus bets. If you want to wager on the app, OaklawnSports.com, or download the app for your iPhone or your Android. There's just so many ways to have fun at Oaklawn and your Oaklawn Anywhere account. But, yeah, it's going to be good times. We're looking forward to being down there on Friday, and we'll be kicking it. Peyton says, I'm headed Lawn Sports Book right now? Oaklawn Sports Book, I'm assuming you mean. Yes. Okay, Peyton, thank you. Be careful. Justin, if I made $8 million a year, I could just replace Mom.
Ooh.
Lady, cut your losses and move on. Carl in Morrilton, that is mean.
Wow, Lord. That is awful.
That is terrible. Even I'm not that cruel.
Yeah.
Will Christopher Cross make me jump? No, that's the wrong one. That, you're thinking of Chris Cross. He's more like a sailing, takes me away to where I'm going to. It's a good song.
I'd like to win.
Yeah. All right, what's on tap, DJ?
What's on tap? Highlighting the biggest sporting events each day is brought to you by Flyway Brewing. With locations in Argenta, Breckenridge Village, Memphis, and Fayetteville. For more info, go to flywaybrewing.com. Fresh beer starts there. Follow the migration.
All right, I'm sure Justin Moore is going to be glued to the airways as he's looking for the redemption game.
Boy, DJ.
Payback.
If Arkansas State sweeps Arkansas... He may be in, like, he may have to go to, like, rehab.
What week are we in? We're just getting started. Is this a must-win for Arkansas Razorback baseball? Well, if you want to sit back and sit there and watch. First pitch is set for 3 p.m. You can listen to that right here on Buzz 2. Not right here, but on Buzz 2. That gets started at 2:30, 106.7. Then you're going to have the short grass with Trey Schapp. That's going to be at 7 o'clock tonight on Buzz 2. And then replay the following morning at 5:30 a.m. right here on 103.7 The Buzz. And then we also, 7 p.m. and 7:30, we got Oaklawn Game Day with Justin and Zach. Going to let you everything going on when it comes to the world of what you can wager on with our friends over there at Oaklawn. And then we got a little basketball to talk about. Texas A&M. That's going to be on 103.7 The Buzz. Tip off 8 o'clock. That show gets started at 7:30 tonight. And then we got the post-game show with Wes Moore and Christian the Wizard Weaver right after the game. That will be right here on The Buzz. shoot for 11 o'clock on that one. A little late night. We'll talk to Wes here in just a second. Other SEC matchups going on tonight. You got a little basketball. You got the Florida Gators taking on Texas Longhorns. You can catch that game on ESPN. Two teams that Arkansas will play here to wrap up the regular season. And Georgia Bulldogs and Vanderbilt. They're going to play at 6 o'clock on SEC Network. And a top 25 matchup, UConn is taking on St. John's at 6 o'clock. The only way to watch that, you have to download that good old Peacock app to watch that game. That's all we got for What's on Tap.
Sounds good.
What you got for me over there, UCA?
Yeah, UCA Bears tonight. Big one. Big opportunity. Sugar Bears are going for their 8th straight win tonight, and they're playing at North Alabama. The men are playing, of course, at Austin Peay. If they win, and then they win on Saturday, and Austin Peay loses, obviously they would lose today, and then somehow Bellarmine gets them on Saturday, the Bears are your number one seed going into the tournament, which would be real neat. I'd love to be a regular season champion. What a turnaround it would be. I mean, what a turnaround it's already been. Doesn't matter what happens. But anyway, when Wes gets there, just say so.
I'm here.
Hi, Wes.
What's up?
Don't you love these 8 o'clock tips? Aren't they so fun?
Yeah. But it creates a fun environment at walk-ons.
There you go.
People have had a chance to sit around and have some dinner and have a drink. Mm. And usually we're calling the hogs, and it'll be a lot of fun at walk-ons tonight. And the Betts Harrison post-game show, I'm targeting 10:45. It's a little earlier on home games because it's a little longer on home games because Calipari will sit and talk with the fans. And his little post-game press conference is a little bit longer. So it may be about 10:45 tonight before we hit the air.
Okay. What else are we digging in on today?
Today we're going to talk about the Diamond Hogs' devastating loss yesterday to State.
Season's over.
K-Bo. Kevin Bohannon joins us at 1:30, and he'll comment if anybody's upset. Surely not many people are upset about a midweek loss. But anyway, Kevin Bohannon at 1:30 from hogsports.com. I sat down with Paul Biancardi last week, and, man, it was really good. He had some great stuff to say about the recruiting class, the three guys that are signed or committed. And we're going to play that interview for you today at 2:10. And Andrew Hutchinson will join us at 2:30 to give us a preview of Arkansas A&M tonight.
All right, we'll wrap with Sean from Little Rock, who says this is a must-win for state bragging rights. I don't think Arkansas is worried about that. If Arkansas ends up in Omaha, you think they're going to worry about what happened with Arkansas State?
You've fully forgotten.
Me guess no.
It's like year Little Rock Trojans beat the hell out of Arkansas. They went to the College World Series later that year, and you know what? It's a kind of a footnote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, somebody pointed out earlier today that Little Rock beat LSU in the postseason last year.
That one mattered.
LSU won the
more.
National title, so calm down. All right, that's that. Tomorrow we have got a day filled with recapping of basketball and baseball. Plenty of good things to get to. Also, Nancy Holtis will join us from Oaklawn, Dr. O'Malley, Mayor Scott, Zach Gillum. So lots to get to, and of course we're going to be at Oaklawn on Friday as well. We appreciate you tuning in, but please stick around for Out of Bounds. Trip, excellent job today.
Thank you.
DJ, pretty dang good too.
Floyd Seafood on Keel Avenue in Sherwood has live Louisiana crawfish. Place your orders by 2 p.m. Thursday for weekend boils. Floyd's also has a store full of Cajun goodies. Floyd Seafood in Sherwood, your homesick Cajun headquarters for live crawfish. Order by 2 p.m. Thursday.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening. For just $99, you will receive a heart CT scan, cholesterol and glucose testing, kidney and blood pressure assessments,